This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian's President Volodymyr Zelensky says that he is committed to pressing for peace, despite Russian attacks on civilians that have stunned the world. He also said the Associated Press in an interview Saturday that he's renewed his plea for more weapons ahead of an expected surge in fighting in the country's east. Zelensky looked visibly exhausted, yet animated by a drive to persevere, a day after at least 52 people were killed in a strike on a train station in the eastern city of Kramatorsk. That attack came after evidence of civilian killings emerged as Russian troops withdrew from the outskirts of the capital, Kyiv. Civilian evacuations moved forward in patches of battle-scarred eastern Ukraine Saturday, a day after the missile strike killed at least 52 people, wounded more than 100 at a train station where the thousands clamored to leave before an expected Russian onslaught. In the wake of the attack, several European leaders made efforts to show solidarity with Ukraine, with Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson visiting Kyiv, the capital city that Russia failed to capture and where troops retreated days ago. Johnson met with the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in a surprise visit in which he pledged new military assistance, including 120 armored vehicles and new anti-ship missile systems. Pakistan's political opposition ousted the country's embattled prime minister in a no-confidence vote they won after several of Imran Khan's allies and a key coalition party deserted him. The combined opposition that spans the political spectrum from the left to the radically religious will form a new government with the head of one of the largest